When somebody wants to know where you are coming from, the person will ask of your name. So what is your name? The moment you mention your name, the person can tell where you are coming from. Sir, by this time, are you a Ghanaian? We'll say, I'm a Ghanaian. So by this time, are you a Nigerian? We'll say, oh yeah, I'm a Nigerian. Your name reveals where you are coming from. Goliath, by his name, it reveals where he is coming from. Goliath is a descendant of Anarchy. When you read Deuteronomy chapter 9 verse 2, the Bible said the descendants of Anarchy are people who are great and tall. And said that nobody can stand before the descendant of Anarchy. Bible said they are wild and fierce people. They have made a name for themselves. Anyone who wants to enter into battle, by the time the person hears that he is going to fight a descendant of Anarchy, the person withdraws from battle. They have made a name for themselves. It is like your family. There is a name everybody is afraid of. Maybe it is cancer. Maybe it is diabetes. Maybe it is non-achievement. I was speaking to one of my daughters yesterday. And I was trying to encourage her about a gift that she has. She's very talented. So encourage her to walk in the light of the talent God has given to her. Then she told me, that man of God, I'm afraid. I said, why are you afraid? He said, my mother, my uncle, My grandfather, they are all talented. Even some of them are more talented than me. But when they try to walk in this very talent, something unexplainable happened to them. And said, I'm afraid. Maybe yours is not the thing that is fighting talent. Maybe yours will be divorced. There are certain families, a name has subjected people to fear, like Goliath. But God said, the Bible said, that God has given us a name that is higher and above every other name. That at the mention of the name Jesus, every name must bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, of things under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. I don't care the name that is prevailing your family. Today we declare and we command in the name of Jesus. Every name sickness in your family, every name calamity, every name indebtedness is bowing out of your life today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, any name that stop your father, any name that stop your mother, I see that name bowing out of your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let the name cancer bow out. Let the name stagnation bow out. Let the name divorce bow out. And you just sit in the car, you clap your hands now. And give Jesus a shout. A name. We had a name that made everybody afraid. After today, as you enter into your family, that name that stopped your father will bow to you. That name that stopped your mother will bow to you. Receive that grace and capacity. In the name of Jesus, the other advantage Goliath had was his dressing. The Bible took time to talk about his dressing. Goliath dresses to intimidate people. The Bible said he had on his head a helmet of bronze. And said he wore a coat of mail. Are you there with me? He wore what? A helmet of bronze. He wore a coat of mail. And a coat of mail looks like a mesh, but it's made with metals. No sharp or pointed instrument can cut through it. And the Bible said he had on his feet the armor of bronze. So this guy, by appearance, you cannot even defeat him. The outward appearance is intimidating. There are many of you in your family, you have not seen certain personalities before. Who here has ever seen the personality of poverty before? You have not seen him before, but you can see his outward appearance. Yeah. Someone is catching it now. He dresses to intimidate. By the time you see the manifestation of Goliath in your family, you are fitting your life off. There are many people, because of the many things that are happening in your family, even when greatness is coming, you write yourself off. You discount yourself. You say, I don't know how to speak English. So I don't even enter. This is not my class. This is not my level. How many of you know what I'm talking about? This is not my level, this is not my class. I'm too young to make this thing happen. Someone will also say, I'm too old. There is always an excuse you give because Goliath is intimidating you. But by God, you can function in any class. Yeah. You can function in any level. I love what David said. He said, by my God, I will run through the troop. By my God, I'll leap over every wall. I don't know the class and level you want to get to, but today, in the name of Jesus, I see the power of God lifting you to that level. I see the power of God lifting you to that class. Can you receive it in the name of Jesus? The Bible said we have not received the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of sound mind. I see you operating in a new level, a new dimension of grace, a new paradigm. Can you clap your hands and shout, I receive it in the name of Jesus? He dresses to intimidate. Another advantage Goliath has, hallelujah,
amen,
is his history. The history of Goliath is that he is that individual that declares war. He declares war on individuals. He declares war on nations. He will not write to you and inform you in advance. At his own convenience, he will come and declare war on your life. You say, I want your nation, come and fight me. So, some people say, oh, man of God, I'm a good guy. I'm a good lady. I mind my own business. But I don't know why the devil is on my case. Goliath is not to offend him. You don't have to provoke him. He declares war. That is an advantage he has. But the Bible said, who shall decree a thing? And it shall come to pass when the Lord God has not ordained it. I don't know who has declared war over your finances. Declare war over your marriage. Any word spoken against your life, let that word be affected by fire. Let it be negated by fire. Any word spoken that has put your life in the middle of warfare, in the middle of contention, let that word be negated. I said, let it be negated. Let it be negated in the name of Jesus. The Bible said, any tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. I stand on the altar of God. Any tongue that has spoken into your destiny to sabotage you, to subvert your cause, let that tongue be condemned in the name of Jesus. Any tongue from high places, from low places, that have released limitation, sabotage on your life, let that tongue be condemned by fire. Let it be condemned by fire. Let it be condemned by fire. I speak blessings on your life. When you are weak, you'll be stronger. When you have given up, you'll be strong again. When you are stagnated, I see you running. I see you overtaking. Receive, receive it. In the name of Jesus, clap your hands right now and give Jesus praise. The last advantage that Goliath had over the armies of Israel is that he's connected to idols. Goliath is not that individual who only prepares in the physical. He arms himself in the spirit also. The Bible said, when the Philistine saw David, he cursed David by his gods. This is a guy who fears no man because he prepares physically and prepares what? Spiritually. He understands the reality of life. Now, before you can make it in life, you must be somebody who wins wars in the realms of the spirit. So the Bible said every morning he will step out and he will cry out to the armies of Israel. He will give the armies of Israel a battle cry. That's why we are gathered here. When the enemy cries out, you must also give a counter cry. When the enemy bursts at you, you must counter back. Hey, are you there with me? He cries out and said, am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Why won't you appoint a man? Why won't you recommend a man? Why won't you choose a man from among you to fight me, to enter into combat with me? When that man wins me, we become your slaves. When I win that man, you become our slave. Every morning he comes out, every evening he comes out. Can I tell you something? As you are quiet on your life, something is crying out against you.
Something is crying out against your future, against your prophetic destiny. Something is crying out against your finances. Something is crying out against your marriage. Something is crying out against your schooling. But the Lord said, who shall decree a thing and shall come to pass? When God has not ordained it, as they cry, we will also cry tonight. I see you having the upper hand of that tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he cried out, he made a deliberate mistake. Can I tell you?
Yes.
He made a deliberate mistake by calling the children of God the servants of Saul. Listen, that is a strategy of Goliath. Before an enemy will defeat you, pay attention. That enemy will first of all impose an identity on you. Goliath knows that the children of Israel are not servants of Saul. But he said, am I not a Philistine, and you the servants of Saul? Once you accept that identity, he defeats you. There are many of you, though you are Christian, the enemy has allowed you to have another belief of yourself. He has given you another identity which you have believed in. No wonder everybody in the land of Israel was afraid, including Saul himself. Saul, who is a leader who has to fight for the Israelites, went into hiding. Why did he go into hiding? Because he has got no backing. Are you there with me? He said, I'm a Philistine. You are the servants of Saul. And everybody is going into hiding, including Saul himself. Some of you are Christians, all right. But you still see yourself in the light of your tribe. You see, as our tribe, we are underestimated. So anywhere you go, you are underestimated. So it's something that happens in our tribe. Are you there with me?
Yes.
So though you are a Christian, so as for my tribe, marriages don't work. When you try to go mad, that's why I'm single. And because I don't want any problem, that's what I'm saying. As for my tribe, we like posts. Once you give us posts, we don't care how much you pay us. We work for you like a bull. You know, it happens. You know, even my uncle, it happened to him. Even my sister, it happened to him. So it's something you have come to tell you. You don't see yourself in the light of God's word. Can I tell you something? Your name reveals your background, but your identity reveals your backing in life. What did I say? Your name reveals your background, but your identity reveals your backing. Goliath knows that when he puts all the Israelites under Saul, they will have no backing. Because even Saul, he needs help. Saul, who is the leader, is hiding. What about his servant? They will bury themselves alive. Are you there with me?
Yes.
He knows that when he puts the whole of Israel under Saul, they can't help themselves. So there are people, they know your identity, but before they attack you, they make sure they give you a false identity to look at. Even Jesus, when he was on earth, he couldn't do any extraordinary thing in his hometown. Why? Because even though he was the son of God, they called him what? The son of the carpenter. Hello? That was not his identity. It may be his name, but his identity. Tell somebody, I know you know me by name. But you don't know my identity. Tell the person that I know you know my name. You know where I am coming from. But you don't know my identity. Because if you know my identity, tell the person. You'll be taking me for lunch. Is the person smiling? When you know people by name, you take them for granted. So when Jesus was walking with his disciples, and he said, what do men say that I am? And so some say you are Elijah, some say you are Jeremiah. They were all talking about the legacy of dead people. So is that how people know me? Consider the legacy of dead people. Then what do you say I am? They were quiet. Then Peter said, you are the Messiah, the Christos, the anointed one, the son of the living God. That Jesus said, flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father in heaven. He said, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. Number two, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom. Number three, anything you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. When identity is revealed, authority is revealed. Are you there with me? The enemy, as long as he can make you believe that you are a servant of Saul, he has defeated you. Because in that belief, there is no authority. Because that's why some of you see yourself as people that will not make it. You are afraid to try something new. Because you see yourself as a failure. You see yourself as someone who can never own a company. And because of that, your approach in life is somebody who is always a servant. Are you there with me? As long as Goliath will make you believe that marriages don't work in your family, you are every time afraid. When a man comes to propose love to you, to marry you, you begin to think so many things in your mind, because this guy just come and leave me, and he just use me and dump me. Why? Because of what Goliath has said. But I came today to tell somebody that you will not live an ordinary life and die as an ordinary person. You are a child of God. The signature of God is on your life. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have received from God. You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Because of that, cancer cannot stay in your body. Fiber cannot stay in your body. High blood pressure cannot stay in your body. Failure cannot work on you. Disappointment cannot work on you. You are the apple of the Lord's eye. Anyone that touches you, that is the apple of God's eye. You are the battle axe of the Lord. With you, he demolishes and the satanic strongholds in your family. With you, he establishes real estate, companies, ministry. You are the light of the world. Without you, there is darkness in your family. You are the salt of the earth. Without you, there is no relevance and sweetness in your family. I just came to let somebody know you are the head and not the tail. And above all, God is with you. The Creator is with you. The Bible said, what shall we say about these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He said, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall we
alone. He spoke like a multitude. He spoke walk like a nation. People who have the identity of a conqueror, they don't speak as individuals. From today, when you live here, say, I am buying all the shops in Pamela. I am buying all the businesses in Ghana. Speak like a multitude. Speak like a nation.
Come, I'll kill you and feed you to birds. Then David said, he said, Goliath, I'll chop off your head. That is one. And the camp of the Philistine, I will give their carcasses to the birds of the air. Tonight, we are not going for a job. We are going for a campaign. Yeah. Listen. We are not going for an individual, we are going for a camp.
That's it.
We are not going for a house, we are going for an estate.
Yeah.
Hey, we are not going for a village, we are going for a continent.
Yeah.
That is the identity
right.
of a conqueror.
Yeah.
A conqueror doesn't settle for peanuts. Mm. When someone provokes you, you shut down the person's system. Are you there with me?
Yes.
I don't know who has stopped your father. Goliath screamed and Saul hid himself. And David said, you can stop my leader Saul and not me.
Not me.
And he one person here today who will not agree to the imposition of the devil.
Yeah.
By telling you that's for you, you can't go far.
Yeah.
By making you believe that what stop your mother will definitely stop. Say, look at your mother, she's divorced. You two will be divorced. The devil is a liar. Look at your father when he was taking care of you, he kept borrowing. Now you are almost borrowing to take care of yourself. The devil is a liar.
Devil is a liar.
You not only take care of your children, you build a school.
Yeah.
I said you build a school.
Yeah.
You give children scholarship.
Yeah.
Look at me. You may be married and be divorced, but you marry again.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like your amen.
Yeah.
You have been employed. And the devil thinks that, you know, he's talking to you that the economy is so hard. So you'll be unemployed for a very long time. But the devil doesn't know that you are setting up your own company.
Yeah.
What is meant for evil?
Yeah.
God is turning it around for your good.
Yeah.
Rest your feet with me. I thought you were clapping. Balance. We are rejecting every imposition of identity. Listen to me. Some of you, when you were growing up, out of anger, your parents put some things on you that you grow up and see. Such a statement is not for any pleasant thing. It's an imposition. Are you there with me? Some of you in your classroom. Your teacher said some things on you. Some of you, suppose men of God have placed some things on you. But today we are rejecting all.
Amen.
Listen to me. Give me verse 38 of 1 Samuel chapter 7. I want to show you something. Listen. When Goliath said, you are the servant of Saul, when David gave himself up to fight against Goliath, the Bible said, Saul made him wear his garments. Why? Because Saul was the standard. And Goliath knows that if David comes to the battle wearing the garment of Saul, you kill him. Because that's where his trap is. That's where his strategy is. Are you there with me?
Yes.
Let me show you what imposition can do to a man. The Bible says so. Saul clothed David with what?
And
he also clothed him with a coat of mail.
Verse 39. Let's go.
David fastened his sword into his armor and tried to walk.
Listen to it. And tried to walk what?
Walk.
Uh-huh.
For he had not tested them.
Uh-huh.
And David said to Saul,
uh-huh,
I cannot walk with thee,
uh-huh,
for I have not tested them.
Uh-huh.
So David took them off.
Listen to me. In position, he said, you are the servants of Saul. So by that, he put an imposition on them. When imposition is on someone's life, the person tries to walk, but the person cannot walk. Life is about movement.
Are you there with me? Life is a moment. You must move from one level of life to the other. But here is a man under an imposition. He tries to walk. He said, I cannot walk. If you cannot even walk to the battlefield, how are you going to win the battle? Are you there with me? Some of you want to walk in life, but you are wearing a different garment. An imposition is working on you. There are people who say that, oh, the battle between David and Goliath is a battle of words. I agree with them to a point. It's actually a battle of identity. It's not only a battle of words. It's a battle of what?
Identity.
If David didn't know that he is the child of God, he would have died in that battle.
Yes.
If he had gone as a servant of Saul, he would have done what? Died in that battle. He said, I cannot walk. There are some of you, because of certain impositions, you are not able to walk in life. But after today's prayer, you not only walk, you run.
Oh,
your heavenly song. I say, you not only walk, you will run. You not only run, you fly. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. Anything that is on you like a garment, any imposition on you which is causing you not to be able to walk in life, when we pray this morning, I see that it taking off your life. I see it taking off your life. Say in the name of Jesus. I can feel you. Say in the name of Jesus. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, I come against any imposition that has come on my life to limit me, to hinder me, to confine me. I reject it. So I reject it by fire. I reject it by fire.
I reject it by fire.
I reject it by fire.
I reject it by fire.
Listen to me. There are some of you, an imposition is on you in the form of a sickness. Are you there with me? When you were growing up, you were a healthy child. But somewhere in life, you have not become a sick life. Every now and then, when you visit in the hospital, it's a garment. But that garment shall be removed.
Yeah.
I said it shall be removed. I said it shall be removed. I said it shall be removed. Some of you, it's a garment of promise and fail. It's an imposition. People promise you big time, but none of them even fulfills one. Some of you, it's that thing that brings you to the verge of breakthrough. Every time you almost broke through, then something happens. It shall be removed.
Amen.
You not only come at the verge of breakthrough, but you enter into the breakthrough. I promise that you enter into the breakthrough. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, say, Heavenly Father, as I clap my hands and pray, I reject every imposition of my life, as an identity, to stop me, to confine me. As I pray, by fire, I reject every satanic imposition of my life. Clap your hands now. Pray. I'm here.
reject it. I reject it. I reject it. In the name of Jesus.
Listen to me. One day my mommy called me and said, "My son, I want to tell you something." I said, "Mommy, what is it?" He said, "In this family, you know, there is no greatness." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "This family, people go to school. There is brightness. People are very smart. But nobody has made it. Marriages don't work." As she kept mentioning it, I stood up and said, "Mommy, I reject it."
Yes.
Huh? I said, "I reject it. I voluntarily rejected it." There is no greatness. Not, it's not me. She's not talking about me. He said, "There's no greatness." It means that nobody can be a leader for somebody to follow. Marriages don't work. Though I can see those things around, like the dressing of Goliath. But that is not me. I reject it. Me, I'll marry. I'll be great. I'll succeed. I will build houses. What about you? She said, my mommy was frank about the situation that was happening. I said, "No, I reject it. Once I see things in that light, I'll be disadvantaged." It's true. My name may be like the names of the people in the family because of the surname, but our identities are different. What is backing me is not what is backing them. When you read your Bible, the scripture, when you go home and continue reading, you'll be amazed that after David defeated Goliath, that's when Saul was asking his armor bearer Abner, "That who is that guy? What's his name?" Are you there with me? David has got no name to a point where he was going to the battle. Saul didn't bother to ask what is your name. It was after he defeated Goliath that the king now saw the need to know his name. Are you there with me?
Yes.
If names can help, maybe your surname could have been helping you by now. If names can help, maybe the name of the school you attended should be helping you by now. Are you there with me? If names can help, the contact you have of that big man, by now you should have exploded. But even names, there are limitations. Are you there with me? I said, "Mommy, I reject it." Hi! I'll not be poor. I'll not be bright. People will be seeking counsel from me and I'll be struggling. No, that's not your portion.
Amen.
I said that is not your portion.
Amen.
I said that is not your portion. Amen. You lead people. By the time you want to get to Canaan, you will die and then you will go. God forbid.
Amen.
You will not be used as a scapegoat. Oh, you're not shouting an
amen.
You are praying to God. Mommy, as you are standing here today, you are living here a changed person.
Amen.
Brother, as you are living here today, you are living here a changed person. It is too late for you to fail. I say it is too late for you to fail. It is too late for you to fail. Since you are here today, any identity of imposition that has limited you all these years, I see the fire of the Lord taking it off your life. It is being taken off your life. It is being taken off your life. It is being taken off your life. Somebody I can see over here, your promotion has been delayed for so long. But after today's prayer, I declare on your life, within 2 weeks, you shall receive your promotion letter. Receive this good news, sir. In the name of Jesus. There's a lady
in this church. She shared a testimony with me. In her company, they've not been paying them for 3 months now. And today, I think, I was going to even ask her. It's from December. December, January, February, March, that's 4 months. And today she told me that they paid them all the 4 months salary.
Wow.
But then, listen, the interesting thing is that nobody has been paid in the company apart from them.
Wow.
So she's like, "And yours came in." That she's now become the hope that since yours is in now, then ours will come maybe next week. Are you there with me?
Yes.
Tell somebody, "I'm different, though.
I'm different, though.
You may know my name,
but
I'm not sure you know my identity."
I'm not sure you know my
identity. Are you there with me?
Yes.
We are going to pray to God. Any imposition on your life? There's a family I know, until you cross 40 years, you can't marry. There's a family I know, the women in the family, when they are 56 years, they must die. happening in this life. There's a family I know, people make it early. By the time they are 35, they've already made it. But after 35 years, then they start coming down. It's an imposition. This morning we reject all.
Amen.
I say we reject all.
Amen.
People who are hard working, age 55, they must go on by forced retirement. And all the monies they have saved throughout the year, they spend it at the hospital. It's an imposition. This morning, God is lifting it off your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name. Then he said, I cannot walk. King Saul, I cannot walk. Take this thing off my life. If somebody will be restless this morning, God will take every imposition off your life.
Amen.
It's not your right time. We are going to pray again, please. Walk about. This place is big. Walk about and pray to God. And God, I reject this thing by fire.
Amen.
I reject this sickness. I reject this shame. I reject this borrowing attitude. I reject disappointment. I reject shame. I reject. Oh, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
As I clap my hands, I pray.
Any imposition.
On my life. I declare.
By fire. I want to. working against me.
Working against me.
Today,
today,
by the force of prayer,
by the force of prayer,
by the fire of the Holy Ghost,
open your family right now.
Lift up your right hand.
Say, Heavenly Father,
Heavenly Father,
as I pray this morning,
as I pray this morning,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
any man,
any man,
any woman,
any woman,
any entity,
any entity
assigned by the devil,
assigned by the devil,
to declare war,
to declare war
on my life,
on my life,
my relationship,
my relationship,
my marriage,
my marriage,
my family,
my family,
the work of my hands,
the work of my hands,
as I pray, let that personality,
let that personality
fall down
and perish,
as I pray,
according to your word,
according to your word,
let that personality,
fall down,
fall down,
fall down,
fall down,
and perish,
now,
clap your hands and pray. I am the Lord.
out. Any breakthrough that is long overdue, that has come to you and is locked up somewhere with someone, we are praying to God, let that breakthrough be released.
Amen.
I think it was time for David to get married. And he was a shepherd boy. After he defeated Goliath, he married the daughter of Saul. And his family was exempted from curse. And his location had changed from the wilderness straight to the palace. It was long overdue. Anything that must come to you, even in January, that has been delayed till now. As you pray, I see the blockade that they removed. You see, some of you are waiting for a call. Some of you are waiting for an email. Some of you are waiting for somebody to walk into your life. There is a response you are waiting for. There is an individual you are waiting for. The blockade to that good news, let it be destroyed. Let anything that is long overdue, any money that is in the pipeline, any control that is in the pipeline, let the blockade be removed. Look, before we enter into April, you shall come here with a testimony. That's why you must not miss Sunday, which is tomorrow. Because we are going to have an anointing service. You can't miss it. You can't miss it. We are praying for that. Anything that is in the pipeline, anything that is long overdue, by the mercy of God and the grace of God, let that thing be released.
Amen.
Let it manifest.
Amen.
Let the blockade be removed.
Amen.
Are you there with me?
Yes,
some of you, you know, there are some projects that are in the pipeline. It's telling only one thing, maybe a statement, an email, a note, a signature, a call to release that thing. Today, because of your prayer, that good news shall come true.
Amen.
I say it shall come true.
Amen.
Say, Heavenly Father, as I pray, every long overdue
breakthrough
and blessing that must come to me,
as I pray,
I command
the release
of that breakthrough.
Now,
clap your hands and pray. Clap your hands and pray. This is our final prayer.
I'm gonna go to the hospital.
opposition from our lives. I saw a strange thing that was happening where black smoke was coming out from people. The Lord said that was an imposition of the enemy. It was like a garment that the people were wearing. Whatever place you are standing, any last imposition that must leave you now, as your two hands are lifted, the power of God is touching you. The imposition of sickness, the imposition of fear, the imposition of stagnation, the imposition of lack and scarcity. As your two hands are lifted, I see that limitation broken off your life. The imposition that causes you to walk in cycles, to walk in cycles, to move in cycles. I see that imposition broken right now. It's 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 broken right now. Some of you, it came on you the very day you were born. Some of you, it came on you when you were growing up. But we don't care when it came on you. Today the power of the Lord is touching you. That imposition is breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. And whatever thing that is due you, I see it coming to you. Peace of mind is coming to you. Contracts are coming to you. Recommendations are coming your way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I see dead businesses bouncing back. Dead account bouncing back. Dead destinies are bouncing back. Any destiny that is at the verge of dying, every ministry that is at the verge of dying, I see it bouncing back. In the name of Jesus. I want to pray for two groups of people. If you are here and there is this sickness in your life that is refusing to go, you take drugs, you visit the hospital, and it doesn't just want to go, God will come forward. I'd like to pray for you. Maybe some of you are believing God for God to heal you of a part of your body. It may be an organ of your body. You are believing God for an intervention. There is a miracle in the house. As we pray for you, God will give you new body parts, new organs. God will correct every mistake that is in your life. Every error that is in your life shall be corrected. And you will step forward. You may stand for somebody. Somebody who has a condition, that the condition is not just leaving the person. Come forward. When you are here, you want to lift up your two hands. You want to lift up your two hands. And the rest of you want to stretch out your hands towards them. You want to stretch out your hands towards them. You need to pray for them for a miracle. God will give someone a new set of eyes, new set of organ. God will heal somebody completely. God will heal somebody of a child sickness. Somebody, God is destroying your position. Stretch out your hands towards them right now. Stretch out your hands. Pray for them right now. There is healing in the house. There is miracle. Hold it. There's a miracle in the house. There's a miracle in the house. The old is going. The new is being ushered in. The power of the Holy Ghost is here. Pray for them and stretch out your hands towards them right now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Something is happening. Let the ushers help me. Let the ushers help me. Receive your healing. Receive it right now. Power of the Holy Ghost. I release your healing. I release miracle now. Hey! Name of Jesus. Thank you.
Jesus.
Every condition of your body
that is not leaving you,
as I lay my hands on you, I test that condition
out of your life. Satan, let loose of it now. Out in the name of Jesus. Break your hold now. Break your hold now. Break your hold now. I command your release. I command your healing. I command your deliverance by the power of the Holy Ghost.
Father, as I touch them, heal them completely. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, I see the power of God moving through your body. It's correcting every error. It's destroying every evil condition of your body. Hey! Receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Receive your emancipation. Receive it right now. It is your time. It is your time. It is your time to be totally healed. Bang! In the name of Jesus. Receive the healing power of God. Receive the healing power of God. Every condition in your body is hereby corrected. God is healing you. God is healing you. God is healing you. You are healed in Jesus' name. You are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. I release your healing. I release your miracle from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet to your business life. I declare healing. Be healed. 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 Take it. Take it. In the name of Jesus, I release your healing now. I release your healing now. Let anything holding on to your head be broken in the name of Jesus. Go, you are healed. Receive your healing. Receive your touch of healing. That condition is canceled. It shall no longer stay in your body. You are healed from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. You have received a touch of healing. The condition shall no longer come down. You are healed in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I release healing to this one. Thank you, Father, for the healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Give the Lord a clap of prayer. As you are healed, you are believing God for a release. When I say a release, it may be an approval. It may be a call. It may be an email. Something that will take you to your next level. Maybe a visa application must go through for you. Maybe an appointment letter must go through for you. If you are here, then I need to step forward. There is power in your name. There is power in your name.
There is power in your name.
You are believing for an intervention.
Those in front.